Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Federal Reserve finishes its two-day September meeting today and is widely expected to make its first cut to a key interest rate since the spring of 2020.
What does it mean for your wallet? Well, it's going to be cheaper to borrow money. Think less expensive mortgages, car loans, and credit card debt. If you've been carrying a balance on your credit card, you felt the sting of high rates, with the average APR now a staggering 28%. Nearly a rate cut will mean a decrease there.
That's ABC Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs will be back in court today trying to get the hip-hop mogul released on bail. They offered $50 million yesterday, but the federal judge said no, citing a danger for witnesses and alleged victims in the sex trafficking and racketeering case. Schools closed in Lebanon and Hezbollah promising retaliation against Israel for the simultaneous pager attacks that left nearly 3,000 people injured and killed at least a dozen. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance predicts Donald Trump will win Wisconsin. He rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
From Wisconsin, we're going to send a message. And that message is, we're going red, the country's going red, Donald J. Trump is our president, and we're going to win in November.
Trump maintains he won Wisconsin in 2020, though all evidence shows he lost. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison Friday night. Senator Tammy Baldwin is speaking out for in vitro fertilization. Senate Republicans blocked a bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF yesterday. Baldwin says IVF helps people who want to have families. Baldwin's challenger, Eric Hovde, also says he supports IVF procedures. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Area Public School District Board of Education is adding a $183 million facilities referendum to the November 5th ballot. It invites the community to attend a community information session to learn more about the referendum. The first of these meetings is Tuesday, September 24th at Lombardi Middle School Commons. See our story at WGBW.fm for a list of meeting days, times, and locations. Enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased by more than 1,000 students overall, according to the preliminary estimates based on first-day student counts. UW President Jay Rothman says the increase is despite new financial aid forms, closed campuses, and other setbacks. UW Green Bay saw an increase of over 400 students. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I think you have to kind of go through it. I think we're all learning each other, and you felt confident in terms of what he was able to show through the course of the week of practice, but ultimately just there's heightened anxiety, heightened pressure when you're in a real game situation. So I don't think you truly know until you get out there and kind of go through that process with him.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, a high of 85. Clear tonight, low of 55. Mostly sunny, back to the mid-80s on Thursday. Some showers and storms Thursday night, 65 the low. For Friday, showers and storms, 82. 82 and showers Saturday, 76 Sunday.
Currently, 53 degrees. Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Text to Win Green and Gold contest continues. Dr. Laura Hanks here with public service announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app on a beautiful Wednesday morning. 53 in downtown Green Bay, 62 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. And special thanks to John Kramer joining us. John Kramer, photographer with the Press Times, 32-year Army veteran. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty. Their segment just flies by so fast, though. It's unbelievable. But really great insights on what's going to happen today. If the interest rates do come down, that could be a really big day. I think we need to do an update with them maybe tomorrow if it's kind of dramatic, big thing.
And they're going to a big meeting today to talk about how to implement what's going to happen. So that'd be interesting. We should follow up on that this week. That'd be great.
Yep. Ace champions in the house. But first, we want to talk to somebody else that's along with Ace. Graham is the music director for the Civic Symphony of Green Bay. And I thought Jim was, for lack of better words, BSing us when he said he was a conductor for a big symphony thing one time. And Song has photo evidence he really did.
Yes, I'm prepared.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, good.
So give us what you do.
I'm the music director of the Civic Symphony of Green Bay. And I've been doing this for 20 years now. This is the 30th anniversary of Civic Symphony of Green Bay, and I've been doing it for 20 years out of 30.
Fantastic. And how did you get this guy to... And it looked like he knew what he was doing, at least in that
picture. Oh, he did. Absolutely, he did. He knew what he was doing, and we had a confetti going on.
Yeah.
And,
well, we practiced, too, though. I mean, we had a couple of rehearsals.
This is the big crescendo part, then?
Well, it was Stars and Stripes.
Yeah.
That's got to be the best orchestra song to conduct is Stars and Stripes, right?
I mean, it's a very popular, everybody knows it,
different sections play, different things, you bring them in, and that was awesome.
I like watching on like the 4th of July where they do that concert in like Central Park or different places.
We did it at the Meyer on the stage, and everything was dark, so confetti, flying everywhere on the stage. He was spotlighted, I should say.
Were you nervous?
No, all I did, John, was you keep the beat. That's a really good symphony.
Do they really watch you, or they just
they do? They do. It's all eyes
really?
On you.
Really?
Really do.
Wow.
It's all eyes on you.
Did I do one for you guys one time at the park up here? No, I did. I did a thing. It was a patriotic thing where I had to read.
Yeah, five beats to a measure.
Something. But I had to be on the beat with the people. It was hard. I was nervous.
I think that was an elementary band.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Hey, Todd, I thought we had, I told you when to turn Ace's microphone on, and it wasn't yet because I knew there'd be some smart, elephy kind of comments coming my way. I got to talk to you about something else, by the way. I'm going to become a Creole chef.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm getting this grill. Well, it's a long story. I don't want to get into it. I was given a grill, a skillet grill for doing an event here in town. And I didn't know they were. I didn't know what this was. And then I saw how cool they were, and I was going to donate it to a charity, Jim's charity. And then I thought, well, no, I'm going to keep this. So I received a lot of negative press because of this. So yeah.
Can you imagine that, committing to give something to a nonprofit charity and reneging on it? And John said, I got some pushback on that.
I'm like, I did. I got pushback. I'll be honest. So I am giving them the grill. I'm going to buy my own.
Oh, you are now.
Yes.
Way to redeem yourself.
Yes. But I want to be a Creole chef because I want to cook shrimp on it. It's the big skillet thing. Have you seen those?
Yeah, the electric skillet.
Yeah, the black stones are called.
I have a few of those.
Okay, okay. So you got to give me some recipes.
Okay.
In fact, actually, at the event we are doing, the food and music concert on the 1st of October, one of the menu is a shrimp and sausage skewer.
Oh!
So you can use that grill.
Yes!
To cook, but we are cooking for you, anybody who wants to come.
And that's on Tuesday, October. I'm coming to this for sure. Talk more about this. And talk about how the music aligns with the food or vice versa.
I mean, this was a divine intervention between the food and music. We got connected. So we suggested, okay, how about food and music? And you can play your native flutes with us, with the orchestra. So we are collaborating with the culinary department of the Preble High School students.
Wow. Which is one of the best.
They compete with other school culinary departments.
They take it serious.
Yeah, they do.
They do. I had no idea how serious high school students are, but they are, and they are very good. So they are cooking the whole three-course meal with three different kinds of desserts with the music that goes with it, with the region where it came from.
Wow.
Yeah. That is... And thank you for doing that. I mean, both of you. But
that
I mean,
awesome.
To engage the students and engage people like me who are going to go to that.
And know the heritage of the music and the food together.
You learn something, and it's all local talent, which is like
absolutely,
the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. Starting from Ace Champion and the students of the Preble High School.
Right.
And Culinary. The Civic Symphony of Green Bay, who are, everybody is around here.
Yeah.
So
where are you doing
combination.
This? Where's this event?
It's going to be at the Preble High School Commons.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Cool.
Can I ask your heritage, how you got into this?
Oh, well, my background is I'm a native Korean.
Okay.
And I came here in 89.
Okay.
So since then, I started from Texas.
Okay.
Very south, and then kept coming up.
You've lost the Texas accent.
Yes. Yes, that would have been funny with a Korean accent and Texan. But so I ended up in Wisconsin in 2002, and I've been loving it.
You know, I got to tell you something. Korean War vets took a lot of grief.
You are?
No, I'm not. No. I'm not. But Korean, I write books on veterans.
Okay.
And I interviewed a lot of Korean War vets. And a lot of people, you know, after the war, it's like, well, you didn't really win the war. I mean, it's not even really over. There was just a truce, whatever, whatever. And, you know, versus like World War II, where they had the big parades. But so many of the guys stay involved with the Korean population. They help build schools. And they said, take a look at North Korea, what you can see of it, and take a look at South Korea and tell us who won that war.
Yeah.
We won that war with the South Koreans.
Absolutely.
That is such a wonderful, vibrant, an economically stable country. It's incredible.
Right.
We feel very proud of what we did.
I mean, we couldn't have existed without the help. I mean, you know, it's hard to imagine somebody risking their lives for another country. That's something very special.
And one of my gentlemen said the greatest moment of his life, they went back and they were helping. Well, okay, they were part of what they call the Chozon Reservoir, the Frozen Chozon.
Yeah.
And it was horrific. The temperature... The communist Chinese were in the hills shooting down at them. It was horrible, horrible, horrible. And there were so many civilian women and kids in that were with them, that they were trying to get to a place. And they got them there.
Yeah.
Okay. And years later, they got this school built and everything. And they asked this group of Americans who donated a lot of the money for it to come over. And the lady in charge, the director of the whole thing, was one of the little girls in the Frozen Chosen.
Oh, wow.
Evacuation.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And this guy was part of that. I mean, obviously, he didn't know her, but they were together here when she was this really little girl.
Oh, my God. And amazing.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And he said, absolutely. You want to talk about a great connection that these Korean War veterans have with the group? It's the people from South Korea.
Yes.
So that's kind of neat.
I'm glad you're here. You were in music when you were a little kid.
Well, my mom loved the music.
Right.
So all my sisters and I grew up in music.
Right.
Yes.
And to take that, and was it difficult to get the job? And you've been doing a great job. Everybody loves the Civic City. Tell me about, why did you choose Green Bay, and how was it getting the job? And you're doing a good job with that. I mean, we don't have the symphony is gone. I mean, the other one folded.
Right.
And you kind of stepped up in a big, big way.
I think it means a lot, because actually our members, unlike the professional orchestras, our Civic Symphony of Green Bay is consists of volunteers, 99%, and they are from here. So they are actually community people who love playing and have their day jobs. But in the evening time, we get together 5-6 times and practice together. So they have a lot of pride in that, and just wonderful people to work with.
With a passion.
Yeah. Yes. And what you're doing with Ace Champion and at Preble High School is, I mean, really, you're educating people on a culture, right? Because there's great food.
Absolutely.
There's great music, and it's not Green Bay, yet it is here in Green Bay.
Absolutely. This has never been done. Actually, I don't know if it has ever been done in the nation. So we are very, very proud of initiating something new and getting actually youngsters being involved in community event.
Right.
I think that's awesome.
We need to reach out to the youth, because that's our future, you know, and
absolutely.
It's important that we have that. Hey, can you tease us a little bit on
Ace, what's going on?
What's going to be the food? What's
sitting over there so quiet?
I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling. Be next to my friend right here. Yeah, I even went there and did a practice with them not so long ago. I don't think I've been intimidated in about 20-something years.
I know, right?
You know, and there's like 100 people there.
Right.
She's just so calm. Yeah, it was an awesome experience. But the whole concept is to like you said, bring awareness to multiculture. You know, at Preble High School, there's the Asian community, the Black community. There's so many different communities, and sometimes they just showcase just one. So the whole concept is to showcase them all, you know, as many as you can. So as you're eating food from New Orleans, you'll be hearing food from New Orleans. And I just think that's just going to be just magical.
That's great.
Who put this together?
We both did. It's a collaboration.
It together as a team.
Started off with a dream and a vision, and here we are.
Yeah.
Ace, you're the only person I know that can play some instrument that goes back 5,000 years and will still describe how and when this music was used, where it was used, what part of your mental capabilities it's trying to affect.
Yes.
You go so deep with your... You don't just play a tune.
Oh, no.
There's a reason for every note you play, isn't there?
There is. It all goes back ancient. You know, back in the ancient days, you know, especially for mental health, there was no Xanax. There was no doctors. You know, you went and saw the shaman or the medicine doctor, and they played their flutes and their drums, and this was all based on sound healing frequency. And it's just been lost, you know. So I'm honored to be someone to bring it back, you know, right here in Green Bay. And there's no other soothing genre besides the symphony, you know. So to bring those two together is pretty
interesting. And Song, how fun is that for you to really reach out to a new listening audience? I mean, to bring the youth and to bring... That's very progressive on your part.
Well, I mean, I always seek something new ideas to bring everyone together. And this is something that we can have our body and soul and, you know, everything come together in one place.
And food is there.
Absolutely. And there's
like
a Korean food. Bulgogi. That's awesome.
Okay, you hold on. We're going to send her a 1-minute break. We're going to come back. We're picking up with that. And then we're going to hear from that man.
Yes.
His musical talents. Back after this.
Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub & Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Through my darkest night, put something better inside of me. You brought me.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. We're being joined by Ace Champion, one of our all-time great friends, and Sung Graham, music director of the Civic Symphony of Green Bay. And you guys are putting together a great event that Jim has already reserved a spot for. Because
I have.
Yeah.
Well, they both, this is just great culture that we're going to, you know, hear the music.
Combination.
And I just love the Civic Symphony. I think you guys are just
Where we left off. Yeah. Tell me about the Korean food.
Oh my God.
Right?
Someone's hungry.
I cook this quite often at home for myself, of course. But it's very simple, but very delicious, very tasty. I mean, you have to taste. It's called bulgogi. Literally, it means fire meat, but it's not. It's fire doesn't mean spicy.
Okay.
So you know, don't panic. It's very kind of sweet, salty taste. But you cook it on the kind of a grill on the fire. That's why it's called fire meat. And you marinate it for a while. The longer you marinate it, it tastes better. And then you cook it on the grill and serve it on top of the sticky rice. And it's delicious.
Oh my gosh.
You have to taste that.
Bring some back.
Just get a ticket.
Right.
Come on. He doesn't
want to hang out with me at these things.
True statement. Where do we get the tickets? How does this work? And tell me, this is going to be good because I think.
Absolutely. Something different. And is, in my opinion, I mean, to get three course meal with three different kinds of desserts, it's a deal.
And a symphony. I mean,
yeah, $49 ticket.
Okay, $49. That's a great deal.
Yes. And you can get it at TicketStar. Or you go to Civic Symphony of Green Bay website, which is gbcivic.org, and you can purchase ticket there. It gets connected to TicketStar, so you buy the...
Ace, let's hear some of your expertise, my friend.
What do you want to hear?
Whatever you want to play.
Hey, I bought a special one.
It's all yours.
Uh-oh.
Talk about the Creole... The Louisiana New Orleans food. We are doing the, like I said, shrimp and sausage skewers.
Yes, you know Creole, South African, Indian, French, and Spanish. So that's heavily influenced. And then you guys are going to be playing a little bit of jazz in the background, or what was it called? Saints go marching in, maybe?
Yes, yeah. That's the last one. Actually, when Saints get to heaven, it's a little bit modified, but that's the last piece, and we'll play Mississippi Sweet by Groffet, which has old Creole days.
Nice!
And also Mardi Gras.
Well, this is right up my alley since I'm going to become a Creole chef.
This is it. This.
So, what is that?
What an opportunity.
So this is an Australian hand pan. You know, I like all things relaxing, all things soothing. I think this is probably the most relaxing drum on the planet. So I'll play a little quick tune for you.
All right.
That was not the sound I was expecting to come out of that. I was thinking like some big bass drum or something.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Nice.
That's great.
I have never seen that instrument before. I've never heard that before.
If it was evening time, I'll fall asleep. But, very soothing, very soothing. And what he plays on flutes, they are beautiful, beautiful sound.
And so, how does the event go? Is it a little bit of, we take breaks? Do you educate us a little bit on what you're going to play and how it...
Do people eat during the thing?
Yes. Okay. Actually, Ace is our host.
Oh!
So he's going to guide through. Yes. We start with a festival voucher, and then we start introduction of Spanish area, Spain area. We play Capricho Español, but we serve gazpacho. A chili, a little bit cool soup.
Yeah,
right.
Cold soup. Cold soup.
Yeah.
So we start from Spain area, and then we go to Asian area and serve bulgogi. And then we go to Caribbean and Louisiana. So we serve shrimp and sausage skewers, and then go to Louisiana and serve desserts.
And it's accompanied by music of that region.
Yes.
Yes.
And the serving
that is so cool.
Through the symphony.
All during the music. They get to eat while listening to their music.
So does the symphony play the same time as you?
So I'm playing one with the symphony. I'm also playing a solo. And then the symphony, I believe, is playing about six or seven
pieces. So you kind of alternate some
things. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a great evening. And that's going to be fun for everybody.
I'm just impressed how you put this all together.
Right.
I mean, what a great idea.
High school kids can come, college, parents. You know, I just think that's, like I said, I'm telling you, we get a lot of great guests on here, and there's a ton of great events. I don't go to as many as I used to, but this one I'm definitely going to. This is fun.
It's going to be very, it's a unique opportunity, and you're not going to be bored. It's everything, you know, every single minute something else is going on.
Well, I think with you up there, we're not going to be bored.
You bring some energy to the party.
I've kind of seen you conduct before. So,
we might call you up there for a quick second, Jim.
I think you should.
You
know, Makowski did get up and perform with the glam band a little bit on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw some pictures.
Well, that's cool.
So I don't think it'd be a bad idea for them to call you up from the audience.
We'll participate. This is gonna be fun.
We'll need someone to help us move the chairs.
I'll be that guy.
That I can do.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
And what a great thing! And Preble's all on board. I mean,
Preble, absolutely.
That's a great school, right? I mean, 2,000 kids are always reaching out.
Yes,
actually,
their choirs are joining us for the second concert. In actually late October, we are doing a Carmina Brana by Orff. It's a very big choral orchestra work. We are doing it at the Widener on the big stage.
With the symphony.
With a symphony and choir, 300 singers on the stage.
Wow. When we did that when I was in high school forever ago, but we did it. It was the band, the chorus, which I was in.
Okay.
And then Joe Feeney was our, you know who Joe Feeney is?
Yeah.
Yeah. He sang with us.
Oh,
it was a great event. I mean, you bring talent together, you can really, it's one and one equals three. You know, it's amazing what you can put out.
Yeah, it's all collaboration, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, this is going to be so much fun with the food and the music, the symphony.
I think it's awesome. Can you guys stick around?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to talk with Tammy Elliott here in just a few minutes, because I had a nice lunch with her yesterday, and she has something to say to you, Jim. And then we have Nikki Z with a little bit of a T-Rats update coming up. But we want to keep you guys around, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's an honor to have you guys here talking about something like this. And Ace is such a great musical accompaniment to what we do here.
Awesome.
So we're going to do that. So, Ace, what I want you to do is we got 1 minute before the break. We're going to send it a quick break. I want you to play something on the way out. Will you do that for us?
Sure will.
All right.
This is an actual Japanese slash...
What happened to your microphone? Where'd your mic go?
So this is an actual Japanese slash Korean flute.
Okay.
Ooh,
here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called a Konkin.
Ace champion in the house.
Gonna play the flute.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter registration spiked in Wisconsin right after the last presidential debate. State officials say new voter registrations averaged about 2,100 a day between August 27th and September 10th. But in the 2 days after that, the average jumped to more than 7,800. That includes first-time voters and voters who registered again after moving. Teachers in Wisconsin make about 24% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study. Economist Sylvia Allegretto authored the report for the Center on Economic Policy Research.
Are we able to retain the teachers that are already in the profession? And how are we going to attract and retain future students of today to choose teaching as a profession?
She recommends more public investment in schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Miss Wisconsin Scholarship Pageant is leaving Oshkosh. Organizers, while thanking the city for hosting the pageant for over 6 decades, announced the move on Tuesday. The pageant and the Miss Wisconsin's teen competition will now be held at the New Berlin West Performing Arts Center. For the past 61 years, it's been held at the Alberta Kimball Auditorium at Oshkosh West High. Combating hunger is the focus of Green Bay Packers A.J. Dillon's new initiative called Carry for a Cause. The running back and his wife, Gabrielle, launched their first Dillon Family Foundation initiative to run throughout the 2024-25 NFL season. For every Packers home game rushing yard, the foundation will donate a backpack of food to a child in need. Dillon Family Foundation's mission is to empower families and combat hunger in their communities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Given his penchant for words and his ability to write and perform stinging satire and parody like no one else on TV, you would think the last person producers of the Emmys would want to rile up would be Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. While Oliver was giving his acceptance speech for Best Scripted Variety Show and honoring his family's recently deceased dog, who he credits with being with his family at his wedding through the pandemic and 2 pregnancies, music was cued to play him off. At first, he tried to talk over the music, but as it crescendoed, Oliver yelled, F you, there you go. Can't wait to see what he says about the Emmys on a future show. Speaking of the Emmys, there was good news in regard to the broadcast, aside from what happened to John Oliver. Viewership was up 54% and reached almost 7 million viewers, which is up from the 75th annual broadcast in January, which saw record low numbers. The 75th annual Emmys were held in January due to the writers and actors strike in 2023. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, a high of 85. Clear tonight, low of 55. Mostly sunny, back to the mid-80s on Thursday. Some showers and storms Thursday night, 65 the low. For Friday, showers and storms, 82. 82 and showers Saturday, 76 Sunday.
Right now, it's 55.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you. And highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, Festival Manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. We are having a great time in the studio. Ace Champion and Sung Graham, music director, Civic Symphony of Green Bay. What an amazing, amazing event they're putting together at Preble High School. But first, we have to talk with a great friend of ours, Tammy Elliott. Tammy, are you there?
Good morning.
Oh, hey, Tammy.
Good morning. Tammy, doing good. Say hello to Sung and Ace.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sung and Ace.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the show. I'm honored to be in the presence. I feel like I shouldn't take up any of your time. You're far more talented.
Oh, come on now.
Nice talking to you.
They are good.
Tammy, we had a great lunch yesterday, you, myself, and Murph. And I just want Jim to hear this. Who picked up the tab?
I can confirm. I know. Just wait. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Are you sitting down, Jim?
Yeah, okay. Mino
paid for lunch and the tip.
Oh,
all three of us. He was asking for the tab. We weren't even kind of through yet. And I was like looking over. I kind of did one of those glances over at Murphy in the morning. And I went, oh, well, I feel like, is this really happening? And and here's Mino. Yeah, he paid for the whole thing.
That's funny because I got an email then last night saying the guy from Bourbon Street, that's where you were, that, you know, I'm expecting my 12 minutes a day of advertising.
That was the trade-off.
Traded it off,
okay,
man.
Well, I can't, you know what? I can confirm that Mino appeared to be paying.
There you go.
Okay, I don't know if there was a note that was flipped in that said, right, we'll give you some free
It's a trade-off. That money's coming back.
Fine. Well,
how was that? That must have been fun getting together with, you know, not that you're old, but like with the old guard, you know?
No, it was great.
Yeah,
we have to catch Murphy now because since he's retired from radio, he's now, you know, spending part of his time, you know, traveling. He's all over the place and we can kind of barely catch up with him. So he's super busy.
Well, yeah, Tammy, he's like, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City for a thing. And then I'm going to be at Pebble Beach golfing. It's like, then I might drive to LA it's like, wow.
Right.
That's what retirement should be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, he works so hard.
And then I was like, any regrets? And I felt weird asking that. He's like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm like,
yeah, he was totally good. The only thing he said that I agree with, like whenever I'd get out of the meeting or whatever, he'd see something or hear something, and first thought in his mind was, oh, I'm going to talk about this on the air tomorrow. And that happens a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You start thinking, and then it's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm not on the air. But those things happen a lot. Yeah.
My wife is going to hear that. And she's the only one.
Yeah.
So,
But it's, so it is. But it's a great time with you guys, Tammy. But I got to be honest, we've become kind of old people in a certain way. And I mean, you've got a certain thing where you can't eat some things. And
you didn't sit around and talk about what prescriptions you're on.
That's
a little
Tammy
old.
Has a certain
well,
thing
I just tried this
bread.
New this Lipitor
and Murphy's like, you should try that Mino, lose some weight.
But then
Murph, did you hear him, Tammy? It's like, who in the world are you, Murph? Just like, well, I'm gonna get a salad and then what protein do you have? It's like, what?
I know, it was great. Can I just say though, so we were at the Main Street Bourbon Room and I checked in advance because I do have celiac disease and I was looking for gluten-free options and they had gluten-free options. And then I asked about one thing on the menu. He's like, let me go back and check with the chef. And, you know, and I really appreciated that. So that was great. But yeah, Murph was like all about do I need to add a protein?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me preface this. Okay. So he adds the protein. He's getting a salad. Really great. And they come with this little cup of, the dressing on the side.
Yeah.
And he looks at the cup and I loved it because he looks at it and he looks up at the guy, the server, and he's like, I'm going to need three more of those.
It's like, all this health thing. Oh, that's, I need a lot more salad dressing than that. You're exactly right, Tim. So he brings a big half a cup, a full cup.
Brings a like a whole, like as if you're ordering like a half a cup of soup, you know?
Yes.
Murph puts that.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I think he's putting on a show. I for the record, I saw his car at the McDonald's drive-thru.
He doesn't know what a protein is, right?
Oh,
right? How does Murphy know what a protein is?
You don't have the dollar menu anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
So, as I'm getting ready to go on with you guys, I'm not kidding you, at 8:31, you know, we get news releases and different things. And this came in, this is from something, seatingmasters.com. And they're talking about dining in the United States, okay, where you go out to eat and how expensive it is, if it's affordable. And I'm not kidding you, I'm waiting to go on, I'm checking my work email, and I go, oh, look at this, Wisconsin named the 10th cheapest state for dining out.
Really?
So the this is what they say, with an inexpensive meal that cost, how much would you think it was, our average, the average meal?
For one person?
To go out and eat. Yeah, to go out and eat.
Oh.
17?
28. Ooh.
28. Oh, where are you 28? Living?
John, not in Green Bay. Yeah, right. He's trying to show off.
Yeah, I am.
He's trying to show off. Since when is McDonald's 28?
Whatever. I'm a Burger King guy, all right?
Oh, well, okay. So this is going up. But I was thinking about this because we had this yesterday. But Mayor, I think you said 17, right? So they average it with, they say it's $16.
Oh, and I said 15.
Where are you? Yeah, you
that
did.
Is cheap. 15. I mean, that is really cheap.
Comparatively.
Well, I know because every time you go somewhere, it's like, oh, wow, this is a lot. Yeah. You know, I mean, you go to any different state and, wow, so Wisconsin, I thought you were going to say Wisconsin had the cheapest people.
You know what you have to be careful of? I was at a place not long ago, and I realized I was getting charged $3 per soda.
Oh, for the refill?
At the meal, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like little things that you don't notice sometimes.
Oh, for the refill?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
$3 per refill.
Yeah.
That's, I could not believe that.
Or when you go to those places and it's you're having breakfast. Someone's get a glass of juice. It's like $9.
Same type of
like,
thing. What? Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, wow, that is very inexpensive. $16 to go out. That or 17. I'm sorry, 16, 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is reasonable.
And South Dakota, by the way, is the cheapest state.
South Dakota. Oh, yeah. That's cool. Hey, Tammy,
I think they should change this to most affordable. Cheap sounds bad.
It does. It doesn't make us sound good.
But how do you think we would say it? Hey, did you see that article? We were the cheap or the 10th cheapest. We would not say we're the 10th worst affordable. Let's be honest.
10th most affordable? No, we would wear it.
Yes.
Anyway. Well, that's interesting. All right, hey, so I love watching you. Everything's going good in your life?
Yeah, so far so good, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm employed. I'm happily married.
Good.
What else?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
What else is there to life, right?
Cool.
Doing great.
All right, and we'll see you at the Symphony Ace Champion Symphony Preble High School October 1st. That is going to be a great event. I don't know if you've been listening, but you know, there's so much to do here in Green Bay, and that's $49, but it's not $16. But you're getting the symphony and everything else.
And phenomenal food.
Everything included.
Right.
Are you doing all the cooking, Ace, or are the culinary kids doing the cooking?
No, see, they originally, when I called them, the first thing they said is, what are you going to cook? So, so I was like, yeah, I can't cook for $200-$300. So I'm kind of co-training the Preble Culinary Department.
Outstanding.
So, yeah.
Good for those kids to learn.
Yeah.
Isn't this great, Tammy? Yeah. What a great...
I love it. Promoting our local arts, that's amazing. Right. And then, helping the high school students. I mean, I just read something that culinary is one of the a career that's really, that there's a high demand. And in like the next 5 to 10 years,
big time,
there's going to be a huge demand for that. So good, great program.
It is. Awesome. And that is a great program. And they partner with the Packer organization, who runs the food service there. They reach out to Preble High School. They do a lot of events. I mean, Preble has the best culinary in our community. And then there's so many schools to go to. And yeah, I mean, my brother-in-law ended up being the culinary chef at Mayo Clinic. He made pretty serious money. And that's when, of course, Peyton was there. Bush was there. That guy from Egypt flew over in his own plane. I said, how was it working for him? He goes, that didn't really work for him. they kind of shut off the kitchen and they do everything.
Tammy,
the guy from Jordan.
Yeah. What cooking expertise did you learn from Grandma Betty?
Oh, you know what? Two things. Pasties.
Yeah.
Course, if you're from the UP, you know what that is.
Yep.
And then gnocchi.
Gnocchi. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Do you know?
Italian cuisine.
Oh, love gnocchi.
We were just eating out with my mom, who's from the UP, went to Sammy's Pizza in Ashwaubenon.
I love it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's it's good pizza.
We thought we were going early on a Friday night, and they ran out of gnocchi.
Oh, no!
We're so disappointed. And they do have a great gluten-free option for their pizza, too, I will tell you that.
Nice.
With their homemade Italian sausage. So, yeah, those are the two things I picked up. So I had to alter those a little bit to make them gluten-free. But yeah, my grandma was, and you know, the thing I love about it too, is I'm like, well, grandma, can you write down a recipe for me? So Grandma Betty lived in UP, you know,
yeah.
And she's like, no. Well, I don't really have a recipe.
No, you know, no. I asked my mom so many times for recipes from some of those things.
Yeah.
And she had never had anything written down.
Yeah.
Right. So we put it up. Well, the next time we make it, we'll see what we're using. And
yeah.
I'm like, I have her recipe. But I'm not one of those people. I am not one of those cooks who just kind of whips it together, or just kind of can tell by the texture or whatever. No.
That's well, Tammy, not me at all. I had a dream of putting together for the NFL draft, like a food court thing. It'd just be called Youper Village. It'd be pasties and cookies and all UP food. What do you think of that?
That would be amazing. I like it.
Okay.
That could be fun.
I like it.
You know, on these recipes, my grandmother was a good cook, Polish, and we asked her to do that,
yeah.
You know, and you read it's like a pinch of this.
You can't follow it anyway. It's just like, why write it down?
Yeah. There was nothing there.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, that's.
Yeah. Well, Tammy Elliott, like good food and good music. Think about what I talked about last night, you, me, and Murph doing a podcast once a week.
There you go.
I know. Here's the hard thing, though. How would we ever fill 20 minutes? I don't know.
We'll play some music.
Symphony.
I really have a lot to talk about.
Right, I know.
It's kind of the older I get, the less I have to talk about.
Hey, congratulations.
Like John.
Congratulations to your son, by the way, for being a baseball player at DePere last year, winning the state championship.
Wasn't that fun? You know what? I'm going to tell you a sad moment for all of us parents. You know, all the kids had on there, you know, you use the markers on the car and you put good luck at state and congratulations. We all slowly had to get that off of our cars. And it was like the sign of the end of the celebration. But literally we kept it on all summer long.
That's cool.
It was so fun. And then they went on to play Legion ball and they had great success. So it was super fun. I mean, what a great, and I'm just, you know, congratulations and good luck to the coaches and all the players next year. And just what a fun experience. And Timber Rattler Stadium, Fox City Stadium, you know. And by the way, the Timber Rattlers, how about them? Right?
Well, we got Nikki Z coming up in just a few minutes to give an update on them. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Hoping they can pull it off tonight, right?
Yeah, me too. So, stay alive.
But yeah, what a great venue. And just the community support for that was amazing. Yeah, super fun.
And by the way, Tammy, which way did you vote on as to whether or not I should give back my Blackstone grill?
Yeah, I think you should.
I am.
100%. Look how quick that was. She didn't even hesitate.
No, I know.
She's just, that is a good, moral, community-minded person.
I don't think she's Italian.
Well, because he didn't even know what it was.
I know. He's just, it's unbelievable. I can't believe he even talks.
Oh, yeah.
He brings it up all the time. I don't.
Right. I'm hand-delivering it to you guys like tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm dropping it off at the community shelter.
Okay.
All right.
Just give me a time so I'm sure I'm there.
I'm just telling you.
I dropped it off. I don't know where it went.
Tammy Elliott, always a pleasure to have you on.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Tammy.
You're the best. WBY Channel 2. Keep it rocking. Thanks,
Tammy. Nice meeting
you.
All right. Great. All right, Ace, we got to play some more music on the way up. But first, tell me a little bit. I want to know about this Creole dish.
Creole dish. What Creole dish?
That you're going to have that night.
Are you going to have Creole with the symphony?
Oh, yeah.
You with us here, Ace?
I just been chilling, man.
Well, I mean, we are doing
shrimp
and meat. What is it? A sausage.
Andouille?
But the Creole.
Andouille?
Yeah, andouille sausage, you know, Gulf shrimp, you know, spiced up with the Creole seasoning and stuff like that, grilled to perfection. Kind of like a jambalaya on a stick without the rice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm looking very forward to it.
The food at this event sounds fantastic.
I know.
And wait till you hear the music.
It is.
I know.
I tried playing his one instrument back there. It's harder than it looks.
All instruments are harder than they look.
I think
the talent on those stages when you guys play is unbelievable because you look at this thing, it's like, okay. And it
doesn't
seem
that hard.
Oh,
and then it's like, whoa. Give us a little bumper music on the way out here.
Everything is. Song, this is going to be fun to see you. October 1st, we can go to, where do we get our tickets?
Ticket Star or gbcivic.org. You can get tickets 6 o'clock on Tuesday, October 1st.
All right. See you
Hit
there.
It, Ace.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepolls.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
And welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here with some fantastic guests, Ace Champion and Son Graham from the talk about a tremendous event coming up at Preble High School. But first, we got Nikki Z in to give us a T-Red update.
All right. Win last night.
Tough loss.
Sorry, pardon. Yeah, tough right. win. Because it wasn't.
Right.
That's why it was a tough win.
Sure.
All right, so they lost last night. It's a championship series, only three games. It's 1-1.
Tonight.
We didn't want the season to be over last night.
No.
So we're going to get our money's worth.
Absolutely.
Third game tonight.
This is it,
so
though.
It's Eastern, so it's 5:30 Central start time.
Okay.
You can watch on Bally Live.
Oh, okay.
Bally Sports Live.
Okay. So tonight is the championship game of the year.
Yep. Winner take all.
Wow. Phenomenal.
No pressure.
I don't know. Who's favored?
Oh, I don't know the odds. I'm sorry.
That's Jim for it. Always financial. Always going to gamble.
I didn't get the
line. I got run out to the casino. What did Nikki say?
I don't know the over-under.
I don't think they have.
Do you want to bet on how long the national anthem will take? Over, under 2.5 minutes. Yeah. That's like the threshold.
Yeah.
Right. That's fine.
Yeah, I would think it's a good idea to ask the team president's wife which way he should bet. Yeah. I think that's, I don't know.
We are not
Ace,
related.
What do you think, buddy? I think that's
Rose.
Okay. Right? Yeah, sounds like a good idea. All right. Give it to us one more time, Nikki.
T-Rats tonight.
Against the River.
Lake County Captains. All right. T-Rats. Going to win.
Win the championship. If they win the championship, do we get like championship hats or T-shirts or something?
You'll get a fist bump. Yep. Championship fist bump.
Just made his day.
Wow.
Yep, absolutely. Little boop boop. Little good job on the butt.
Whoa. Hello.
Hey. Yay.
Yeah. Good to see you.
HR, over your eyes.
Thank you, Nikki.
Go T-Rats.
Go T-Rats.
Go T-Rats.
Nikki Z, talk about the T-Rats championship Z. game tonight, which will be fantastic. Thanks, Nikki.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right, back to you guys one more time. Now, Song, how much of an influence did you have in the food versus the symphony?
Influence on who?
On the food versus the music.
Oh, I mean, it's they complement each other.
Right.
Yeah. So when you have food with the music that goes with it, the taste gets enhanced, and it's going to be a special motivation.
Is it called sensory overload?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Coming from
your soul, right,
yes.
Ace?
Yes, yes, yes.
That is,
food is from the soul, music is from
the soul.
That
is really true, though, what she said. Like, if you go into an Italian restaurant and there's really great Italian music playing, yes. the food does taste better.
Absolutely.
I mean, just, and you're right, to compliment, like Johnny said, the sensory of both food, taste, and music. That
And you get both things in one place.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
With a great community collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
well, even the smell of certain food like that with the music all comes together, doesn't it?
It does.
Absolutely.
It
Whenever does. I go visit Korea, all I think about is what I'm going to eat.
I'll bet.
Yeah, street food especially. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm thinking about whenever I go.
You know, one of the guys, my Korean War guy, said the strongest wine he ever drank in his life was from Korea.
Oh,
you know
Korean sake. Yes, I know. It's very cheap. Okay. Very cheap, but if you drink it, like, you get knocked out.
Sake,
That's
yes.
Jim's like, I can attest.
I can attest to that.
Oh, yeah, that happened. Yeah.
See, so
you black right out.
The Civic Symphony is really run a lot on volunteers.
Absolutely.
And I think people want you to continue your success. Can people get involved? And then to get in the symphony, you guys, I'm sure you audition and pretty strict trials. But how about just people? Tell me a little bit more about how we can get involved.
So to get involved as a player, they have to go through the process of audition or interview. And there's kind of a requirement for that on the website and what to play. And you have to list what your experience is. And then we go through that process. So the string players are a little bit, we have more openings because they have multiple people in one section. However, we have lots of opportunities for other volunteers, like being ushering or help with board members, marketing, fundraising, or artistic, or other things, education especially.
Right. And people need to know that that's a nonprofit community event. I mean, we need to support that through not just participation and going to these things, but, you know, you need volunteers. And
absolutely, because big thing is education for us, educating youngsters, educating our community. So we do have like an educational concert for children, school children and homeschool children in February. We are doing a King Arthur story. And then in May, we actually do video game concert at the Widener as well. So those people who are crazy about video games, please check it out.
And you put that to the symphony.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be a very fun concert. So we do a lot of an airport concert. We do lots of popular music. Free event, that one is. So we have a lot of fun events throughout the year.
And as much as people like music, and we love music on this show, but the symphony is kind of a special category. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Yeah, when people think about symphony, they think, it's just a kind of boring, you know, the stage, and they wear black, and you know, that's what they think about, but it's not. I mean, we do a lot of familiar music that we hear, listen to on TV and on social media, so you will find a lot of a connection when you come to our concert.
Sounds like more of a TSO. Sort of attitude, Trans-Siberian Orchestra of thing. You know what I mean? Where they involve certain different things and bring it all together.
Yes.
Outstanding. Okay, one more time. Last time, where's it going to be? When's it going to be? How do we get tickets?
So October 1st, this is Tuesday night, very uncommon. 6 o'clock at Preble High School Commons. You can get tickets on Ticketstar or gbcivic.org. It will all connect you to the Ticketstar. So,
Ace Champ, at some point before then, could you come in again but bring some of the andouille and shrimp?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just doing it for the people.
I'll stop at Aldi's and pick something up for you.
Ace, always a pleasure having you here, man.
Always a pleasure
Your
to be here,
Your talents are just unbelievable to see
like
this.
Thank you.
Song, wonderful talk to you. Congratulations. Yeah, you. We will promote the heck out of this event for you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
I think it sounds great. That's it.
We'll be there.
That's a quick day, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it? That's a fun day.
So give me a quick prediction on the federal rate.
0.5% and then another 0.25% at the end of the year.
Okay, there you go. We got to go. See ya.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.